Hi, everybody. So we're going to welcome you to the August 2022 Dental Success Today Practice Profit Accelerator call, and we're excited to hit the ground running. I think Kevin and I took the gloves off last month, and this is another episode, as we call it. We like to think of it as kind of the halftime, get you fired up, keep you focused, and always doing a little bit of that back to basics and time-sensitive reflection and future-focused effort here. So Megan is with us today, of course, and we're going to let Megan kind of open up the call here and tell us what we're going to discuss and talk about. And those of you live or on recording, you're going to love the content and just returning back to where it all began, and really making the most of our opportunities every day. So, Megan, thanks for joining us. Look forward to seeing what we can come up with here.
Thanks, Scott. Happy to be here. And where I want to go today is to focus on one of the most overlooked blind spots. That's been something we've been talking about lately, one of the most overlooked blind spots within the practices. And these are the little hidden gems that sometimes when we're going through our days and we're really focused on taking care of our patients, we can kind of slip back on, or we take it for granted and we start to make these mistakes that we don't even realize are creeping up on us. So we're going to take some time to explore one of the most important ones for our team. And let's begin with pace. You know, you wrote this really great newsletter where you were discussing slowing down, which is a really common theme we've been talking a lot about. And we brought it up at two of our most recent events in Nashville, actually. And it was one of the biggest takeaways for almost every team, was finding those opportunities to really slow down. So why don't we open up there, Scott, and I'll let you give us some examples to begin.
Yeah, well, thanks, Megan. You know, first of all, everybody, you know, we always have more to say than time we have to say it. So this is really relevant. It's always relevant, but I guess just in terms of where we're at, you know, every winter and summer, you know, we do this Nashville, double header kind of event where we have champions in advance. Of course, we're gearing up for a big private doctor's retreat and coming up September for those that have been successful and through the transformative process. So we love the events because it just gives us a little bit of opportunity ourselves too to reflect. So everybody listening to this, you're either on your way to or just returned from, or you've been, you know, many times before to Nashville. And it's always amazing to me that the insights people gain just from taking a break, you know, from pushing pause and from just having real conversations. And if you think about it, exactly what we're about to talk about here, this whole pace idea, I think Kevin, to be fair, Kevin probably came up with the word pace, and we never worry about who gets the credit. He doesn't care, but I think he came up the word itself, pace. So why in Nashville, if you remember this stuff, is there always such a huge breakthrough? And usually it's like many, long lists. And it's called because you slow down to smell the roses. It's called you take a minute to just really reflect and have real conversations. Megan, there's just some feedback coming. I don't know if it's me or if it's you, but just if my audio is not great, tell me. But it's kind of throwing it back at me and a little choppy. So what happens, team, is when you're here, there's no distraction, nothing else going on. So I want you to just to take this theme, okay, and watch what I'm about to do with this. This whole idea of pace and slowing down, and the opportunity to really think deeply, okay, to get beneath the surface. And that's why when you come, you know the magic. When you're here, you know the magic. Now, we take a little credit for that. I mean, you could slow down and stop, and you could have meeting in your practice. You do that every month. Some of you do it every week. Some of you do it every day. I mean, you still ain't getting the depth in the conversation and the stuff that we're able to facilitate and create, and that's good. It's nice to be needed. But when you look at the practice, we're just so busy. We're moving so fast, and the pace gets the best of you. The busyness gets the best of you. And last month's theme that Kevin and I really brought home, I mean, gut punch, you know, right between the eyes, was just not forgetting the accomplishment and the objective in the range of the activity of it all, okay? So, you know, when you think about it, we want to be on time. We want to get through the day. We want to see all the patients. We don't want them to wait. You know, all these things happen, and we get caught up. And by the way, I'm like speed, okay? Like my life is speed. Because I just believe, you know, you get a lot accomplished. But pace is different than speed. Controlling the pace and slowing down doesn't mean move slower. It doesn't mean accomplish less. It doesn't mean, okay? And there's this concept. I actually just gave this book to Megan. I'm going to tell you what it is, and everybody's going to go get it by. Don't go get this book, because maybe we'll do something with it. So there's this analogy around an ant and an elephant, okay? And how an ant can run all day so fast, go so fast, and an elephant can take one step, and it can get further than an ant can, okay? So it's all about leverage and movement. It's not about how many steps. It's not about how fast the movement. It's not about any of that. It's about leverage. So the pace in your practice matters, okay? And we catch ourselves constantly rushing, constantly. So that makes you miss stuff. And it's no different than how you can drive to the practice every day the exact same way. And on the way home, if you slow down and you pay better attention, you'll see stuff you never saw before, and it's been there all along. And this is all the time. I think one of the most special things is go walk around your neighborhood and just look at what you've never seen before. Because it's this kind of insight that we can take, and I can throw that down any path in the practice. I can talk about phone calls. I can talk about diagnosing. I can talk about patient engagement photography. I can talk about, you know, the confusion on treatment. Can talk about people screwing up the schedule. And it's not because anybody wants to do a bad job. It's because we're moving so fast that we make mistakes. We don't see the big picture. We think we're doing it right, but we're just missing things. And in order to have real awareness, you have to be dialed in tune. You got to be, you know, aligned. But you also have to be really freaking observant. And that requires you to slow down a little bit, to not miss things, and especially to be able to do what Kevin and I talked about, to drive outcome and result, not, you know, busyness and task and just getting through things. So, Megan, I'm going to flip it back to you, and then I have just a few really immediate examples of things that just came up of where people thought they were doing such a great job just this very past, you know, 6 or 8 days that we have. Had some company here in Nashville, and just bringing to light how extraordinary practices can still be sabotaging themselves with this very, very, very basic but always, always present idea around pace, speed, busyness, and slowing down.
Thanks, Scott. I'm sure it's no surprise, but I have an analogy that I want to bring into the conversation that I've been thinking about at the our events. I was thinking about it, and I think it's a good time to mention it. And that analogy is, if you remember walkie-talkies, I don't know if anyone ever had these growing up, but we used to play with these all the time as kids. And the thing with walkie-talkies is you can communicate back and forth, but at a certain point, you've got to let go of the button to let the other person talk. And that's something that I think when we're not mindful of pace, when we are caught in the trap of rushing throughout the patient experience, we never really let go of the button. We ask questions, but we don't wait long enough to even hear the patient's response. Or the patient will say something and, you know, maybe they're expressing some pain, for example, but we're already on to the next item in the checklist before we've really explored that or given the patient space to share more about that. So I want to really bring that image into everyone's minds as we're talking through these examples, because that's really what it is sometimes. It's not about doing more. It's about really just taking your finger off the walkie-talkie and letting that feedback come through so we can really give that patient that engagement and having them lean into the experience with us, doing dentistry with us, as opposed to doing dentistry to them. So this is really, as we dive in, that's the visual I wanted to bring in before you kick us off here.
Well, listen, I mean, we need to create some kind of flashcards or something, or, you know, we need to do dental charades, I think, and come up with a game, or a win, lose, or draw. But Megan has the absolute best freaking analogies, but we got to turn it into a game, and I want this. So James, we're going to hand this off to James. He listened to it anyway. I want to get a DST Pictionary or charades, because this, I can just have this vision now of how would we correlate the walkie-talkie picture, and what does it mean to the patient experience? I mean, it's just genius. So I want you to take Megan's analogy and your idea of taking your finger off the button. Okay. Now, what I thought Megan was going to say was when you had a walkie-talkie, you had to listen really damn carefully, okay, because you never could hear anybody. And you know, it's a static and you got all that stuff. So I would say both. Cut through the noise. Take your finger off the button. So here's what I want to start with, because we expect at this moment in your life, in your development, you all know best. And so we could just ask you some questions and get out of your way. But I am going to give you some examples. Before I do that, I want you to think about in yourself, your position, okay, within the practice, when you walk through the door, where could you slow down? When you're doing activities, where are you getting messed around, going too fast, that you're making mistakes too fast, you're missing the point too fast, you're not engaging the patient too fast, you're not really focusing on the outcome of it all? Now, remember, a pace is like take a breath, stay in the moment, you know, all that. It doesn't mean, like, don't move fast, right? It means you just have to be, you know, you can still, you know, multitasking is overrated, as we learn in the brain blocks and among other things. But you all have to multitask at all times. But you have to balance yourself to be conscious with what you're doing. Okay? And even if your subconscious is taking care of the next steps that you're about to move on to. So where do you need to slow down? Plain and simple. The second piece of that, I would say, as a team, in our experiences as a whole, in our schedule, flow, and dynamic, in any of these things, of course, in patient diagnosis, where do we need to slow down? Where are we leaving the patient behind? Where is the patient getting left back on first base and we're rounding third to go home? You know, some of this is not as much like elongate the process. It might be do a better job of keeping the patient at the pace with you, right? So these are the types of things I want you to think about. I'm going to give you three examples really quick, before, and then I'll let Megan attack this here, okay? And then we're going to give you, I think, five things or whatever. They were a lot of this was in the article that Megan is referencing. So you got to be studying your Monday huddles. For goodness sake, I could care less. I mean, it doesn't make any difference. I mean, I do care, but like it doesn't matter. I mean, I write it whether you read it, right? I don't care about you. I mean, whether you do or not ain't going to impact me. I'm still going to write it. You got to do the Monday huddles. I mean, they should drive the theme of the week and just keep constantly elevating up your awareness and your periphery and your ability to execute at a super high level. And the whole point of those Monday huddles are to get you back for on track for the week and focused, but also to not let you become complacent or familiar. So number one, we had a practice that was like all about schedule patient. And they were bringing them all into IG, and they were then finding out if a patient needed more diagnosis, more whatever, then they would bring them back for a comprehensive exam. And I said, you know, that's all fine. It's fine, especially if it's working. However, if we slowed down the phone call, if we gathered more information, if we did a better job, we could put them into a conference exam on day number one, and we could speed up the outcome. By slowing down one part, we could speed up the other part. Now, look at that. That's sexy. Okay? So instead of two-stepping every patient, which, number one, most won't come back for a comprehensive exam. Most will do a little bit just, you know, shitty level treatment because that they won't come back and they now just want immediate gratification. Okay. And we end up with too many visits. And so now we're creating lots more clutter in our schedule than if we just slowed down on it from the first place. So it comes back to this, begin with the end in mind. What are we ultimately trying to achieve? Is it comprehensive treatment plans? Is it complete health dentistry? Is it, and whatever it is it strong relationships? Is it, this is, by the way, same thing. Our specialty practices, they want to turn an implant consult in real time, or they want to do wisdom teeth, you know, off of a virtual consult into a same day procedure. They want to do, sleep TMJ ortho in a same-day start. It's all about slowing down the pre-work to speed up the clinical execution. And I could go over many things like this, okay? I'll give you a common example. People get excited about turning same-day dentistry out of hygiene, out of emergency patients, out of other things. There's nothing wrong with that. But again, if you slow it down and do a better job comprehensive diagnosis and attaching the patient emotionally to you and to themselves, if you get the patient to take responsibility, okay, then you don't get the treatment in the moment, but you get a much bigger, I mean a multiple and add a zero value to treatment down the road. And the same thing goes for people understanding. I'm talking about patients understanding and having clarity, okay? All the time we see people rush to diagnose, rush to present treatment, okay? Rush to a treatment conference. And all this stuff is, well, there's so much movement and haste that the patient, the most important part, it isn't cultivated. The trust, the buy-in, the emotional sale, okay? All those things. And especially this is true of just not building really complete pathways to health. All right. Leaving off the cosmetic enhancement, missing, when fillings could be crowns, missing, the worn dentition and missing the alignment and the bite and all these things. So, and whatever your version of all the stuff I just said, rushing to do an impression and appliance and not bundling in a higher fee or more ortho or therapy or laser. You know, there's every example. So, Megan, you can take any of these parts or pieces or make it your own or change it up. But I would just say, team, you know, these are really great people that were all making really crazy mistakes and completely sabotaging their ability to create more from less, to hit bigger dollars, bigger days with fewer patients, and ultimately to get cultivate growth in the practice, right? in a way that's that theme we love, which is work smarter, not harder. As Megan loves to say, have more influence, less stress. I just love the way she does that. And it all comes back to this, controlling the pace, slowing down where you can so you can speed up, you know, outcomes where you need to.
Great, Scott. And I think that the biggest thing that I hope that, just to make sure it's a clarifying point, we know your days are busy. We know people are moving fast in the practice. So when we say slow down, we don't mean, you know, add an extra or double your intake time or, you know, sit there and talk to patients and really, you know, take up time that you don't have. It's about finding the moments. It's about getting very laser focused and intentional to get those human to human connection points with the patient where we slow down enough that they really know we're with them and we're not running them through a checklist or running them through our system. And even if that's how it feels sometimes, you got to find those moments. So I want to share a few tactical tips that you can hopefully start using right away. And one of the best things I can offer is encourage the patient to keep going. You know, as they're sharing things, as they're kind of talking themselves into justifying the solution to them, as they're maybe even saying some objections, as people call them sometimes, you know, some things where they're not so sure, they're maybe having a little bit of doubt. Take those moments and really ask the patient to share. Take your finger off the walkie-talkie. Let them have a turn to talk. So statements like, that's really interesting. Tell me more about that. When did that start? How long has that been going on for? Oh, wow, that sounds really painful. I'm so sorry to hear, you know, what has that affected in your life? On a scale of 1 to 10, what do you think? All these little moments, right, all these little extension statements, the more the patients talk, the more they can share what's going on in their head, the less we have to guess, and the more information we have to work with to be able to continue to help guide them. So find those moments wherever it is. It's not about extending everything and making everything twice as long. You just got to be intentional when you have that chance. So that's one thing I wanted to emphasize. And the other really great tool is to bookend it. So after your patients have shared what's going on, especially in these are the moments, so I'll share the moment right here, in the triangles of trust, when we're handing the patient off to our next team member and there's that hand-holding to the next hand, this is where we can find that moment to really let the patient back in. So at the end, after you give your triangle of trust, take your finger off the walkie-talkie, let the patient have a turn, let them come through. Patient, did I get everything? Is there anything you'd like to add? How does that sound? Does that feel right to you based on what I just shared? And we just give them a chance. Most of them just say, yes, that's great. Thank you for getting all that. Wow, I can't believe you remembered it all. So it's really wonderful and impactful for the patient experience. For them to really feel well taken care of is to find that moment to slow down with them and let them back into the conversation. This is all part of doing dentistry with them, not to them. And that's really a key thing. You can take that on the phone. You can do that in treatment presentation. You can do that in the clinical space where I know when people are in the clinical mindset, sometimes you get really focused on telling the patient what we see as opposed to asking them. That's another really good tool. You know, slow down in your clinical moments to ask them, hey, how are you feeling about all this? Is this making sense? Are you seeing what I see in the photos or the x-rays here? You know, just checking in, finding that moment, not about slowing down your whole clinical flow, just really being intentional there. So that's what I'll share for now, Scott. I think, like you said, this is one of those topics we could do a whole series on, but hopefully that gives people a few tactical things they can take back and start putting into action right away.
Yeah, well, I mean, first of all, I think it's just great. So it's great. So everybody gather that. I'll throw it back to vague ambiguity because Megan is the master at the specific tactics and sentences and words to use to do it. So I hope you got that. So I would say dig deeper in every area. Go beneath the surface. It's just vital. Okay, restate and check in. You know, bring the patient along for the ride. And the same thing is I would do it with each other. Okay, you know, all of this boils back down to, and I mean, I say this every day, it's the theme of my life, it's the theme of dental success, it's the theme of everything, and that is more proactive versus reactive. And what happens is the more you rush, okay, the more that you blow through things in task and activity, the more mistakes that will be made, the more opportunities will be missed, the more holes and gaps that will be left behind. And therefore, it ends up creating a whole lot more work on the back end, reactively, And most of all, it diminishes the value of the work that was done. And so this theme of slow down and control the pace and have a pace that facilitates your goals and outcomes is all about that proactive nature, okay, and making sure it's the point of last month and the point of this month is focusing on the outcome, the result, the begin with the end in mind, where we're headed, not where we've been. And I would also say that this goes with your morning huddles. This goes with your end-of-day debriefs, your team meetings, all the things, okay? 80-20 rule, you know, very, very little about the past, the majority about the future, and take time enough to have conversation and communicate, to have clarity, and, you know, the confidence in each other, you know, comes from that. So that's, I think Megan gave you the most important parts. And maybe we'll actually end on time here. But again, every area of the practice, it boils down to this. So our reflective questions of where you can most do work, okay, is you personally, where can you slow down the pace, drive a better outcome? Okay? How can you dig deeper beneath the surface, work on a more meaningful connection with the patient, more data, more information in order to make better decisions and have more, you know, control over next steps. And in addition to that, as a practice and a team, where do we see ourselves getting caught up in the busyness in the way we schedule? And it could be in the way we intake, check in, check out, exit, doesn't matter. Where are we rushing the patient experience? Okay. In any capacity, especially, not just new patients, especially in these areas, okay? The diagnostic approach, the pathway to health development, the treatment plan building, okay? The patient engagement in that experience, the clinical arena, all that, building trust and getting to know. And then most of all, also, the triangles of trust. And then ultimately, in the final, you know, presenting, closing, collecting, scheduling of the pathway to health, all of those things. And by the way, if you apply 80-20 rule to all this stuff, you will then free yourselves up with less reactivity, with less errors, with more value built along the way, every minute, every patient, every team member position, to do the other things that matter, such as the follow-up calls with patients to check in, such as the treatment, you know, plans, follow-up, and continuing the experience when the patient walks out the door, the referral things, you know, all these other things, the training and the time to onboard and develop new team members, all the other things that matter, more preparation, slow down the pace, drive more outcomes, less reactive, more proactive. Megan, I'll give you the last word and finish up.
The last word I want to share is make sure you're slowing down with yourself as well, and never underestimate the power of a deep breath. You know, that's really that, finding that moment with yourself, and it's important because you're taking care of your patients. You've got to be good to yourself too. And you might just find that 10 seconds that you take to pause and take that deep breath before you answer the phone or go into the treatment presentation or go from your next clinical room to the next one, that might just be the most productive 10 seconds of your day. So make sure you find that moment, breathe, take good care of the patients, take your finger off the walkie-talkie, and slow down where you can. It'll make a big difference.
Yeah. Thank you so much, Megan. It's great. And I'll just finish this up here and just say that it's you don't need to be in the mind reading business or the convincing business or the defending business. You know, it's all just about the truth and transparency and trust building business, and just be real with people. And the only way to know how you're doing is to ask, and to know how they're doing is to ask. And so, but you have to prioritize, you know, clear and effective communication. And you know, this is how you get it done. So let's build a list, priorities, commitments, take some action here. And I'll sign off, since Kevin isn't here with us. Megan, thanks so much for being here. And to our DST universe, listen, we think the world of you. You're doing meaningful work. You're on a mission every day to make an impact. Remember that we're here for you. We believe in you. You're capable. You're potential. You're just scratching the surface of what's truly possible. And it's things like this that our practice profit accelerator calls that take it to the next level, that pull out the gold. Remember, be positive, stay positive. It's all attitudes. They make decisions from strength, abundance, you know, prosperity, belief and control, and no fear. Okay, and just go out there and have fun and keep being the best, because that's what you are. We'll talk to you soon. Thanks, Megan. Great call.